Stripe, Visa, and MasterCard. Said to back a new stablecoin platform, Stripe, Visa and MasterCard are among the backers of a stablecoin platform that is close to launch, according to a June 3rd CoinDesk report. Coinbase is said to be exploring participation as well. CoinDesk attributes the details to sources rather than a formal announcement, and none of the companies has confirmed a name, structure, or launch date. If the reporting holds, it puts four of the most influential names in payments and crypto behind one piece of settlement infrastructure instead of four competing ones. That is the part worth slowing down on. Rivals on cards, partners on rails, Visa and MasterCard compete for nearly every card swipe on the planet. Stripe processes payments for millions of businesses that often choose between those two networks. On the surface, they are direct rivals. A shared stablecoin platform suggests they see settlement plumbing differently from the consumer-facing card business, as a cost center where a common standard beats four fragmented ones. The timing fits a year of heavy moves. Stripe bought stablecoin infrastructure firm Bridge in 2024 for $1.1 billion, and Bridge now sits behind stablecoin-linked Visa cards used by wallets such as MetaMask and Phantom. Visa has been running stablecoin settlement at a roughly $7 billion annualized pace. MasterCard has folded several stablecoins into its own settlement layer. A jointly backed platform would knit those separate efforts into something closer to a single network, the way card rails already are. A $325 billion market the incumbents cannot ignore. Stablecoins are now one of the busiest corners of crypto, with a combined market cap around $325 billion as of June 3, 2026. Tether's USDT sits near $115 billion and Circle's USDC near $76 billion per figures cited in the CoinDesk report. Those are not experimental numbers anymore. They represent real settlement volume moving outside the traditional card networks, which is precisely why the card networks want a seat at the table. Coinbase's possible involvement adds another layer. The exchange earns a 50-50 revenue split with Circle on USDC held off its platform and keeps all of the interest income on USDC held on the exchange. A new platform that touches stablecoin spending and settlement could reshape who collects the float on hundreds of billions in dollar peg tokens. That is the quiet fight underneath the press-friendly framing of payments innovation. Friction and cost for everyday spenders. For people who actually spend crypto, the relevant question is friction and cost, not corporate alignment. Today, a stablecoin card balance gets converted to fiat at the point of sale, and that conversion carries spreads most users never see itemized. The network spread, the crypto to fiat conversion margin, and on-chain costs for funding the balance. Shared settlement rails built around stablecoins could compress some of those layers by keeping more of the transaction on a dollar peg token until later in the flow. That is the optimistic read. The cautious one, a platform jointly run by the largest card networks and a major exchange, concentrates a lot of power over how dollars move on chain. Concentration tends to standardize fees, not erase them. Whether end users see cheaper stablecoin spending or simply a tidier backend for the networks depends on details that do not exist publicly yet. It also lands during a rough tape. Bitcoin traded near 66,993 on June 3, 2026, down about 3.6% on the day and roughly 11% on the week, with Ether near $1,875 and the Fear and Greed Index at 26. Infrastructure announcements tend to outlast price swings, but the contrast is worth noting. While spot prices bleed, the plumbing keeps getting built.